Well, welcome to Washington Defender, our daily devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I am so very glad that you are tuning in today. I hope that if you're enjoying these daily devotions, that you will like, share, subscribe, and comment. You can place these in your huddle if you're on the Washington Defender app, and just let's really grow in the Word of God together. I also know that it's important that we somehow change policy by changing our hearts, that our hearts be washed with God's Word, and that will then in turn change how we view the public square. Today's scripture comes from Romans chapter 1, verses 1 through 7. It says, Paul, a bondservant of Christ Jesus, called as an apostle set apart for the gospel of God. I love this about Paul because he describes himself as a bondservant. If you're familiar with the Old Testament, a bondservant is a servant who has paid their debt and is free to go, but loves their master so much that they decide to stay with their master. It's a lifetime commitment, and they would take an awl and put it through their ear, like an ear piercing, and they were marked for life, that they are a servant to that master. And so Paul's saying, I love my master so much, Jesus Christ, that I am going to be a servant for life, and it's out of free will. It's out of my choice to serve him, and I'm free to go, but I'm choosing him. He said he's set apart for the gospel of God. Now, think about this for a moment. What is the gospel of God? Jesus' death, burial, resurrection, and appearance. And today, as you enter into the public square, thinking about how Jesus died for your sins, that he rose again, that you may have eternal life. That is the gospel message, and we need to be willing to be set apart for that gospel, that good news of Jesus, that our hope is not built on any other circumstance besides Jesus Christ. And so we are set apart for the gospel. This gospel he promised beforehand through his prophets and the Holy Scriptures. You can go back. We won't do this today because we try to keep these to 5 to 10 minutes, but you can go back and look at Isaiah. You can look at Jeremiah. You can look at Ezekiel. You can look at Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. You can look at all the books of the Bible and the Old Testament, and you will find the gospel message illustrated. And so I want to encourage you to take some time to do that. My reason for bringing this up today is because we must realize that as we enter into our workplaces today, that this gospel message has been an eternal gospel message. It's not some afterthought. It's not a plan B of God. It is God speaking from eternity to present. He knows that the only salvation is going to be through his son, Jesus Christ. And the prophets spoke of this, and we need to be willing to speak of it as well. And what do they speak of? Concerning his son, who was born of the descendant of David according to the flesh. So according to the flesh, Jesus was a Jew that was born of King David, the lineage of King David. And we know that Mary was a virgin, and some people have asked me, do you believe in the virgin birth? Absolutely, I do, because you have a false gospel if you don't believe in the virgin birth. And we also believe that Jesus died and lived a sinless life and died for our sins. If you don't have that, you have a false gospel. And Jesus also resurrected. And if you don't have that, you have a false gospel as well, who declared the Son of God with power by the resurrection from the dead, according to the Spirit of holiness, Jesus Christ our Lord. So you might be thinking, well, how do I apply this to my my encounter in the public square? How does this change the policies or the way that I interact with those around me? And this is the gospel message. Jesus Christ, one way, one truth, one source, one action, one God, sent from the Father to die on the cross for our sins. And as you enter into that public square today, recognize and understand that this gospel message, you as a Christ follower are taking it in the places that you go. And that is the same resurrection power that resurrected Jesus from the dead dwells in you, and the same Holy Spirit, the Spirit of holiness, dwells in you as well. And so Paul is clearly starting this book out with a proclamation about the gospel. He says, Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom we have received grace. You're going to probably need some of God's grace today as you enter the public square. There's going to be times where someone's going to frustrate you, or you are going to frustrate somebody else, and God's grace is sufficient. And we have received apostleship to bring about the obedience of faith among all the Gentiles for Christ's name's sake. So we understand that we are to a certain degree doing this as well. Most of those who I'm speaking to are Gentiles, and we are here to be ambassadors for God, to call people to the place of repentance and to obedience of faith. And it's all for the name or the glory of God our Father, and that and it's for his name's sake, among whom you also are the called of Jesus Christ. So he's writing to those in Rome, and the Roman Empire, as we know, was not a culture or a society that would have honored God right out or acknowledged God right out, that Caesar had become almost like a god to them. And we would also want to note that there's so many similarities of the Roman Empire to what we're living in today. Among whom you are also called of Jesus Christ, to all who are beloved of God in Rome, called as saints. Here is an identity statement. A saint is not someone who dies and then goes to heaven and does a miracle. A saint is someone who's been bought with the price of Jesus Christ, paid for, and that he begins to walk, he or she begins to walk in the newness that God has provided through the power of the Holy Spirit, clarified and directed by the Word of God. And so think about that. You are a saint. You're not trying to be a saint. You're not trying to act like a saint. Because of God's grace living inside of you, he says that you are a child of God and that you are a saint. He says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and of our Lord Jesus Christ. So that is my desire for you today as well, that you will experience God's abundant grace and peace today as you go throughout your day, that you would be a living example of the gospel message to those around you, that you would have the hope of the Spirit of holiness dwelling inside of you, directing each and every one of your paths that as you go today, whether you encounter someone who believes in God, who doesn't believe in God, that you would have that gentle but clear and truthful words that come out of your mouth that will that acknowledge that God is King and Lord of your life. So I hope that blesses you today. Again, if you're enjoying these daily devotions, I want to encourage you to like, share, subscribe, and comment. Place these into your huddles. We're going to continue to be faithful to proclaim God's word here at Family Policy Institute of Washington and to stand for righteousness and stand in the truth as we minister to those around us. So let me pray for your day, and then we're going to go out and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. Lord, I just thank you for this day. Lord, I do ask that we would recognize that we are bondservants out of choice and out of love, and that we have chose to stay with the Master because he has taken care of us so well. So Lord, I pray that out of that free will offering, God, that you would use us mightily today, that you would go before us in all things, that you would surround us and speak to us. Let the gospel be at the center of what we do, that we would die to self today and walk in the newness of life that you have provided through your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you that the Holy Spirit dwells inside of us, empowering us for each and every decision that we make today, giving us wisdom, insight, and direction as we go. Give us eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart that fills the need around us. Let us share the good news of Jesus with those in Washington and wherever we may find ourselves today. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach, but you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard